those kind of preconceived idea. And so I don't know what engineer. And my dad said, "Yo, it seemed to be pretty good math. Why don't I put you an engineer?" I said, "Okay, Dad, whatever you say, whatever you sign up, I would take it." You know, at that time, I don't want to study. Matter of fact, I want to be a tennis star. I want to travel and play tennis. And so my dad moved me from Phoenix to Tucson, away from friend. Has anyone done that to you? Took away my tennis racket, have nothing except a book and go to school. Anyway, so I blessed that God used my godly parent to push me and lead me in the right direction. Now, make a long story short, why God put me to be an engineer? And here, later on, he called me to be a pastor. Is that a waste 20 years of my time? Do you ever think about it? Some people come up to me and ask me, Pastor Vin, you're wasting your 20 years of your life. You should have done that a long time ago. 20 years old people entered ministry. I didn't enter ministry until 35. And so I kept thinking about it. God, what is your will? Did I took a wrong step? My friend, God's will for everyone's different, and different time in your life is different. Do not block. Do not think that God's will for your life since you're born until you die is the same plan. He moved you one end to the other. He changed your life so many times. When you just about think that you know God's will, watch out. He's going to move you somewhere else. Just be ready. Okay, I talked with my wife. After we finish the church, remodel, after mission center, honey, we're going to have a wonderful the next 10 years. We can relax. I say, don't say that. God will move you sometime you don't even know. He might want to start you from scratch. Go to somewhere. And so do not feel like you got it made. But the blessing will come when we do God's will. Amen? That's a kind of small amen. Amen. Do you want to do God's will or no? What if we don't want to follow God's will? You think anything happened? It's a lot of things happen. If God will for you to use this degree to be a blessing to other people and you go to different direction, guess what? You will be miserable. Matter of fact, you might go graduate and you couldn't find a job. So God, why couldn't I find a job? Why I'm not happy with what I'm doing? Because sometimes we go against God's will. What about you pray that I want to get married to this one beautiful lady? And I want her because she's popular in school. And we want to take that direction and we assume that's God's will. Guess what? Later on, find out, we are so different. We're different faith, different interests, different nationality. We couldn't get along. And so what detrimental has that happened? You are miserable for the rest of your life. You don't believe me, do you? I have seen people, they rather live by themselves to follow God, then get married and miserable. You still don't believe in that? Matter of fact, I'm so afraid that I say, God, I want to be single to serve you. I don't want to get married. And I thought that's God's will. You know, because all the priests, you know, they're single and they can do it. And they don't have to worry about, you know, they don't worry about change diaper. They don't worry about come home and take care of the kitchen. Wow, I like to do that. And I start to walk into that row. I say, I want to stay single. I want to have it. And I read the Bible text. Say, if you fall in love, that's not God's will. If your heart desires to love someone, it's not God's will. And so I say, hallelujah. I'm falling in love now. You see, because I was miserable when I was single. When weekend people go with a family and friend, I have nowhere to go. When Christmas time, people enjoy with their family. I have nowhere to go. And so, God knows I'm desire for have someone. I'm so happy that when God created Adam, he created Eve. Because Adam cannot live by himself. You see? Now, I'm not saying that everyone should get married. I didn't say that. Paul says, it's good to be married. But you fall in love and your heart start have desire of that relationship, you know, better get married than commit sin. And so now we start to enter into the road that we need to find God's will for our life. Many times some of us going to make a wrong decision because we rush into things. Few things I want to share with you when we go against God's will, and sometimes we don't know. Number one, we waste a lot of our time. People go 4 years, get into art major. Oh no, I couldn't find a job. Go back to school, another 4 years, get into a psychology. Oh, couldn't find a job. Go back to 4 years into nursing. Now I find a job. I waste 12 years of my life for that. So when you go against God's will, you waste a lot of time. Okay? Now, maybe some of you have time to waste. I don't have time to waste, guy. You know, you may be only 20 years old. I'm getting to a retirement age, so I don't have time to waste. I make sure that I find a right direction. I want to know God's will for my life, or I will waste the rest of my life. The second thing, if you make a wrong decision in your marriage or degree, whatever, you may be miserable. How many people like every night come home and feel miserable? Come home from work, oh, I hate my job. Go home and see your wife, oh, no, I don't like my wife. You see the dog, you want to kick the dog. I say, life is miserable. Some people don't want to live that life anymore. My friend, if you don't know the direction of God for your life, you feel miserable. Many people married to a wrong person, and they feel miserable. They thought if they divorce and find another person, they'd be happy. No, they enter another relationship, and they'd be miserable. Because they did not wait for God's will. They did not wait for God's direction to show. Direction they have to go to. So for you, especially young people, you got to really pray to God. Walk with God. Now, do you think God will tell you a quick answer? Hey, God, I want to pray you tonight. Tell me what degree. I'm going to pray tonight. You know, I have three girls line up. I say, which one? Tell me. Mini, mini, mo, which one? You pray and you got it? No. Sometimes God's will take a long time. Because God don't know the answer? No. He wants you to seek after Him. He wants you to dig into it. He wants you to find about what's going on. God don't want to give you an easy answer. You know, when you easy answer, you not appreciate it. You got to dig into it. You know, I see Philip right here. If I give you a math problem, if so easy, do you appreciate it? Or you want to take 3 weeks to answer. Man, wait 3 weeks to find the answer. Wow, I got it. I got it. You jump up and down. You go all over YouTube. I solved the problem. You see, when you solve a big mystery problem, you're so excited. But some simple problem, man, 1 + 1 = 3. You know, you probably say, I don't care about it. You see, my friend, God wants you to dig into God's word. God wants you to understand who He is. And so you know what He have for you in this life. Now, first two things you might be feel, okay, miserable, so what? You know, everyone feel miserable when they get old, everyone gets sick and they're going to die anyway, everyone be miserable, so what? Well, let me give you a Bible text. Hopefully you change your mind that you really want to seek after God's will. Look with me into the book of Proverbs, will you? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. And this is so important text that has really shaken my heart that I have to really careful which direction I'm choosing. Okay, Proverb here. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way to which right to a man, but it ends in the way of death. Wow. I mean, God, I think this is the right way, and you say if I walk in my will and I enter death, I mean, I will die with my decision. I mean, that's scary. When I saw my doctor, when I heard about my doctor, Hazard is one of the professors in the Old Testament in Andrew University. He went away for some type of conference, and he got off the car. I mean, he went to rent a car, drive on the freeway, get off the ramp, and go to a certain destination. He went in the wrong way. Instead of the ramp go up, he went down. A collided accident, and he died instantly. When you go a wrong way, death will waiting for you. Do not think that if you go against God's will, you're still happy and have a beautiful life. No, friend. No. So searching God's will is so important in your life. You got to find out. If you're uncertain, you shouldn't walk toward that direction. And if you happen to walk toward that direction, tiptoes. God, I'm not so sure, but I'm tip my toe in there. If it's wrong, you can pull me out. I need you. Now, I'm saying that with caution here. Maybe some of you are more spiritual than I am. You have to be very careful. But sometimes I wait for God a little too long. Like Sarah, wait for it. God give her a son too long. Sometimes you tiptoe. I don't mean Sarah. But I mean sometimes God wants you to test him. Okay? Remember the story of Gideon. No, God will use Gideon to fight the Midianite, right? Midianite. And he said, God, are you choosing me? I mean, I'm not a warrior. And so he started to use a word, maybe test, or ask God, give me a sign. Okay, you don't have the word test, but give me a sign. And he don't just wait for a sign. He say, if this be dry, if this be wet. To mention that you're wet and dry, you know. So I don't want to take time with the story. And so he bring this into God. And so, matter of fact, when I read the story, I say I'm going to use this method from Gideon. And you don't have to, okay? But I use it because it's fearful to see the statistics. So many people are divorced. And so I say, I'm fearful. So God, I'm going to marry to this young lady. So I'm going to use this method of Gideon. Called Gideon's method, okay? And so, I met this young woman in San Jose, and Lord, I don't know what your criteria. I'm gonna bring on three criteria. If you don't like it, you tell me. If you don't tell me, I'm gonna say this three criteria. She gotta be Seventh Adventist, okay? Now to find a girl Seventh Adventist back then is really hard, okay? Some of you probably see it's easy. She got to be Vietnamese that willing to go back to Vietnam. You know, when people flee from Vietnam and come here, they don't want to go back. You know that. And so I said, she willing to go back to Vietnam. And so that's really hard. For someone want to marry a pastor, that's even harder. You know, people Vietnamese, I'm telling you, some of you are not Vietnamese, you don't understand. They don't want to marry their pastor, you know. They are poor. They're workaholic. They don't care about the family. They care about other people more than their family. And so who in the world want to marry the pastor? Okay, that's two criteria. The third criteria, she has to be vegetarian. To Vietnamese, no way. They're not vegetarian. Vietnamese are meat eater, you know? They live by sea, they eat everything. And so, Lord, I believe this is the case because that's what my feeling. I bring this case. So when I'm going to visit her, Lord, I'm bring out three criteria. And if not, I'm going to walk away. If you're able to find one to meet three criteria, I think you will, then here it is. And so I able to meet a Vietnamese lady. She loved God. You want to marry a pastor? Yeah, she loved to marry a pastor. You want to go back home to a vegetarian? Yes. One last thing. I'm going to check and see a vegetarian. I watch her as she go out and eat. And she order. And not only order vegetarian dish, but she say, no MSG. I said, wow, that's what I like. Because I just learned about MSG, you know. You guys don't understand. You know, 20 years ago, MSG is common. But him, amazing. I said, God, you answer my God. I go home that night, Lord, I got it. Bingo. That's what I want. My friend, kind of funny, but you know what? When you come to the point, you got to bring to God. If God, you don't hear God's voice, you got to say, God, I believe this is. I got to tiptoe into this, but you got to pull me out. Get pull me out. Now, you might not believe in this, but the two relationships before that, okay? Why I'm sharing with this, because this is what I thought God's will, but it's not. I know a young lady before that, I mean, she's a very smart lady, worked for Hewlett Packard, and she a director for engineering department. She very skinny, small figure, 80 pounds. And so she is a strong Catholic. And amazing, I talk with her, I say, you know what? God called me ministry. What do you think about it? We have a wonderful relationship. And suddenly, Albert, she's really upset. And I said, why? You love God. I love God. We serve God. What's wrong with that? And I keep praying, God, God, is this your will? And I know it's God. God means God will. She give money to the poor. She help everything. I say, this got to be the one. And I kept praying about it. And suddenly God break up the relationship. And I'm really upset with that. And sometimes so upset that I'm afraid to pray to God about relationship. Okay? And so God may, if God didn't break the relationship, I couldn't go to seminary. You know, a woman, when they cried out and they want a man or whatever, your heart softened and say, okay, all right, ministry later. We could get married. You settle down. You know, that's how it is. And so I'm glad that God broke me away. And I went to seminary. And someone introduced me, a young lady, and described before I see my eyes, say, this is a perfect. She's loved God. She quit her nursing. She'd be a wonderful person for you. I said, really? How tall is she? You know, I'm 4'8", not even 5 yet. Really? I mean, I'm almost 6. That's okay, all right. If that's God's will, that's fine. What's she dressed like? You know, she don't wear a short skirt. I mean, her skirt is jean skirt all the way to ankle. I said, really? What she look like? No makeup, no nothing. I said, okay, is that God's will? God, if God's will, then I have to suffer with this. You know, God, I'm suffer. You know, but if your will, I will follow through. And so here it is. You know, I try to save money. I never connect a telephone line. So really no one call me. I really focus on study. And so she called me so many times, 800 number, collect, call someone in their dorm or whatever it's called. Hey, someone tried to call me. And so I have to run to and answer the call. And anyway, so make a long story, she really wanted to see me. And I kind of said, wow, maybe this guy's will. Anyway, she comes to the campus. She's not lived there, but she comes to the campus. And I see her very far away. And I hope that's not the one. but it is the one. And what else came closer? You know, she have a BDI, Vietnamese called Maklea. I mean, you should look one way. You know. I said, God, is this sure? Is this your will? Is your will? And I kept hanging on that. Lord, you know my heart is hurt. But if your will, I will follow. You know, sometimes something is really hurt, but we follow. When we say that to God, God will reveal something different. Anyway, make a long story short, doesn't work out. Somehow doesn't connect. Okay? And so what I'm trying to say to you, there's a time in your life, sooner or later, you got to really seek God's will. It's so important in marriage, so important in your job, so important in your degree that you take. It's so important. And where you live too, very important. And so I want to share with you a few things here that you try to find different method to seek God's will. Now, I have to warn you, it takes a lot of time. You have to get on your knee to cry out to God. And it's so important that you need to do that. Because if you look at the world around you, you tend to go toward that way. Even godly people. You say, wow, that group go good. I want to follow. No, maybe it's not God's will for you. Maybe for someone else. So first point I want to share with you. You need to develop a relationship with God. I'm talking about relationship is so important. That's mean day in and day out. Talk with God. Go with me in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Okay? The Bible says this. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Do not lean upon your own understanding. You think in the past other people have done that? If I walk the same step, I will walk the right direction. No! In all your way, acknowledge Him that He shall direct your path. He will direct your path. A lot of time, we use a method of what other people are doing. What is good for them is good for me. What's God's will for them is God's will for me. No, God's will for everyone is different. And so when we lean upon God, not our own understanding, not our own perceived idea, then we know that direction. So how do we have a relationship with God? You see, look at this. Enoch walked with God. He had a relationship with God so much that God took him to heaven. Now, he don't have a Bible to know God's will. You and I are fortunate to have the Bible so we know God's will. Could God's will different from the Bible? Could God's will contradict the Bible? No. And so that's why we are blessed to know what's God's will for us through some of the Word of God. Of course, something is not in here, but you got to pray and you got to connect with God. So that's point number one. Point number two, you have to surrender your will to God's will. A lot of people grow up and say, what do you want to do when you grow up? You see, people indoctrinate you when you're young. What do you want to do to grow up? And so every single year in school, they want to help you to start planning. What's your will? Guess what? When you start doing that, you do not give any room for God to instill His will in your mind. And so, first of all, ask God, what is your will for me? And sometimes we desire to do what we want, not what God's want. And sometimes we need to be careful. How do we know? How do we know what's our will and what's God's will? What if my will is according with God's will? How do I know? Well, a few things you can check. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. You know this text very well. Okay? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. God wants you to surrender your life and your heart and your will to Him. And do not be conformed to this world. Right there. If we do something what Hollywood portray, if we do something what a fiction book portray, you know, that's the worldly view. And so if we found ourselves going that route, we know it's not God's will. Okay, with young people, God's will for not us to go to the bar. God does not to go out and drinking and smoking. God's will not to go to watch a radar movie. God will so many things. We know that. Sometimes we say to ourselves, you know, just a little bit won't hurt. How many people think just a little bit won't hurt? A little drinking won't hurt. Guess what? Some people become alcoholic. A little bit cigarette won't hurt. Become a drug addict. Sometimes we are afraid to stand out by ourselves. Sometimes we are afraid to go God's will, which is against many other people's wills. But you know what? When you look back, you know, when I was a computer engineer, lived in Silicon Valley, and everyone wanted to be a CEO to start a company. That's why I would move there. I want to start a company. Everyone have a desire to start a company. And so my friend started a company, another friend started a company, and I work full-time at Atlantic Barrel Health System, but in spare time, how many spare time you have? Evening and throughout the night, and I, with my friend, we start a company about networking. So I put money in there, he put money in, and we work and work, and I kept thinking about it. How many of my friends become a CEO and they have a wonderful life? None. Either workaholic 20 hours a week or divorce. Do I want to be like that? And so when I say, if I want to follow the world, I would not be happy. So I decided to break away. I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to enjoy my life and serve God. You see, God got to pull you away with the direction that you go with the world. I'm glad that God pulled me away. You know, it took God a long time to pull me away. He got to make me sick in my bed for one whole week. Let me think about life. Sometimes when you run so much, right? Rush in, rush out. You don't have time to think about life. When you're sick in bed, no one help you. You have to crawl into, go to the bathroom. You have to crawl to find food. No one help you. Then you start thinking about life. I say, this is not worth it. It's not worth it. Not long after that, when I feel better, God pushed me to evangelistic meeting. Then I start to know important about life. So, surrender your wills to God. Third point, seek out to a godly people. Sometimes we don't decide, we don't want to listen to the Bible or the pastor, but we listen to our friend. Right? I know my children do that. Young people want to listen to a friend than more than the parent. You know, it's hurt, but you know, you have to live with that because, you know, I was like that too. You know, I'd rather go with my friend. And so, you need to have friends that are Christian. 7 after this. Because when you mingle with them, they give you advice. But if you mingle with the world, they give you different advice. And so the Bible says this, and the Bible says you have to mingle with people and take counsel with godly people. Okay, and so if we spend our time and doing that, then we have Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, if you can jot this down. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. Okay, if you don't take advice by no one, you think you are good, you might fall. Okay, but in the multitude of counselor, there is safety. So the people, especially safety among the friend who are godly people, who want to go to church. Okay, if you want to hang around with people that want to go to church, guess what? Sooner or later, you don't want to go to church. If you want to hang out with people who want to go to the bar, sooner or later, you go to the bar. Okay, I want to be cool when I was young. And so all my friends go to the bar and try to find some, pick up some people. And anyway, and so, you know, when I'm lonely, well, they do pretty good. Why as well join them? Guess what? I go with them for a while. I hate that. And so, you know what? I become like them even though I don't like it. And so, in order to follow God's will, choose a godly friend, a people who help you to grow, who have been, look up to the Bible, those who follow the truth, okay? Because sooner or later, you can start comparing. You know, I have 4 friends say it's good to go this place. 1 friend say no. Which one are you going to choose? You choose the majority. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have friends that outside the church. We should have a lot. But not a friend who you take advice from. Okay, you got that? So don't go walk out here and say, you know, Pastor Vin said we shouldn't have any friend beside church. No. Matter of fact, we should have a lot more friends outside church. You know that? Part of witnessing, if those who don't know that. Okay, number 4. I said 4. You need to in tune with what God give you. God give you a gift. Okay? If God give you a talent to play piano, you use it to glorify God. If God give you a gift, engineering, know about sound system, you spend time in the back there do sound system. Okay? If God give you a gift to constructing a beautiful mission center, then use that. God give everyone a gift. Matter of fact, I have to tell you, everyone have a gift. If you don't know, you need to seek out for it. God is a God of love. He want to give you something. Maybe you get more than one gift. But God give you gift to use, to be a blessing to the church and the community. Now, many people start to use a gift outside of the church. Because in church, when they play piano and when they sing a song, they only get $100. But I go to the nightclub, I sing, I get $1,000. Guess what? Many gospel singer left church, go out and sing in the public setting, sector. And guess what? Like Whitney Houston, what happened? She sings so well in the gospel song, she went to a public sector to sing outside. Guess what? Yeah, she make a lot of money. Was she happy? No, she's miserable. She died very young age. You know, she's same age as me. And so I feel very sad that people left. Elvis Presley, you can name a whole bunch of them. What about Michael Jackson? He sing gospel in the church too. Matter of fact, my friend, many people started to use God-given talent to the word. And so when God gives you gift, that means God lead you toward the direction. And you do that. Now, when I say this, I want to share with you very cautious. Do not think that God give you gift, that's for sure 100% God will use in this direction. Okay, let me give you an example. You know, I don't have many examples. I use my own life example. And at least one example you see, sometimes it doesn't work. For example, I love math. You can give me a math problem, you know, differential equation, integral, whatever you give me. I love to sit down for 3 days to figure it out. I find that joy. You find joy? But you give me a book to read and write an essay. Oh my, that's miserable. Oh, I hate that. Please. That's struggling for me. I don't like to write essay. And here it is. After 20 years, God put me in ministry. When I first time go to seminary, there's no math problem to solve. There's book to read, philosophy to think, essay to write. I say, no, this is not me. God, you choose the wrong person. You give me this gift and you're using something else. Matter of fact, my first class in seminary, I got a D. And I showed God, I proved to you that you called the wrong person. And God didn't listen. I said, no, I'm going to help you. You move from D to C to B and A. You can do it. You're not going to be the best, but you can make it. And so with that example, I started to see that God will mold you in different direction because God want to use you in that direction. Now, doesn't mean you speak wealth English, you'd be a great pastor. That's why I started learning. It doesn't mean you are an engineer, you cannot be a great pastor. Later, I find out, 20 years later, God's used some of my knowledge, logical thinking. By the way, those engineering, don't think you learn about engineering, you apply in life. What you teach in school is logic, reasoning, thinking. And so I applied that into my pastoral ministry. Think about how to create a job, how to start a school, how to develop brochure, how to start a printing press, how to read the blueprint, you know. Those kind of things you start to develop because you have logical thinking and engineering. You see, do not think that God gives you a gift, then you don't use it and go to waste. No, God will use them. Okay? God will use them. God don't make mistake, my friend. God do not make mistake. He gives you the gift. He don't make mistake. You will use them. Sooner or later. So what I'm trying to point out to you is that do attach to a God's will to a gift that God gave you. Because you attach so much, God said, you know what? I want to expand your knowledge. I want to make you a round person. You know, I don't want you just stick just number. You cannot convert people with number. You have to learn to talk. You know? And so that's the hint I want to share with you. When you know God's will, very careful about the gift. So gift is very important. Don't get me wrong. But God could use in a different way. Okay. Now, next things. Did I say the gift? The next thing is number five. Listen to God's spirit. Okay. John 10:27 say, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. They follow me. That means if you know God's voice, you know God's will, you will follow. The thing is, sometimes we don't know God's voice. You don't understand, and you're just guessing. If you know God's voice, you will follow. Because the sheep don't follow the shepherd, he will fall into the ditch. Okay? Same thing with us. If we don't hear God's voice, we're going to walk, and we're going to fall. And so we need to in tune with God's spirit. And how we know that? When you have in tune with the spirit, oh yes, I know what God says, but you have to check with the Bible. You have to check with the Bible. You have to check with the Bible. You know, something just came to my mind, I know. You correct me if I'm wrong here. One devastating verse that I ponder upon. Jose. What God told Jose to marry to? Prostitute. Do you read that text? I mean, it's shocked to me. Why God doing that? I'm sure that's not God's will. But it is God's will because of the Bible. Later we find out God portrays something different, okay? And so what I'm trying to say to you here, when God tells you something, you have to check with the Bible and you have to continue pray. If you feel like this is wrong, you got to beg God to give you His spirit, understanding. Do not see something happen. For example, Abraham had two wives, Is that two? Yeah, he married later. And people say, oh, if my wife die, I can marry again. You know, people use that. Other people of Solomon have many wives. Okay, because the Bible says that, I'm going to follow. No. The Bible is a book of teaching, but also a history book. People who walk in the wrong step, and you can know that's wrong. Okay? And so I don't know, people read the Bible and say, oh, whatever the forefather doing, they do follow. No. God wants you to be perfect like Adam. God wants you to get back into the Garden of Eden. Okay? And so we have to go all the way back. That's what I'm talking about, vegetarian. God wants us to go all the way back. Vegan do. All the way back. Okay? Take time, but we have to go all the way back because God will reconstruct this earth into heaven later. Okay, so listen to God's Spirit. And how do you do that? When I go to the mountain and pray, I cherish those time. I have no telephone, no people talking, no TV, no nothing. And you sit there, and say, what are you going to do now? What are you doing? You cannot do anything. And suddenly God's voice come in. After you read a Bible text, you meditate on a few things, God's voice comes in, and I start to hear that. I start to have impression. I start to write down on paper. Oh, God, slow down, God. I'm writing. If I don't write down, I will forget about it. I keep writing and writing. I say, God, when I read that, I say, thank you, God. You know what your will for this church, your will for my life. I start understanding now. How do I come to that point? It's because I take time with God. You got to take time with God. Sometimes take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, even a whole day before you beginning to hear God's voice. I don't know how to explain to you, but when you hear that, it's so beautiful. So beautiful at such a point, say, God, I want to stay here with you. I don't want to go back home. I don't want to go back to the world. Just like when Ellen White when saw heaven, said, God, that's it, I make it. I don't want to go back to the world. God said, you got to go back to tell the people about it. You see, that's what a beautiful, when you know God's Spirit, God's direction, you're so excited about it. You don't waste time. You go back and do exactly what's God's will for you. Sixth point here. Listen to your heart. Okay? Psalm 37, 4 through 5. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Psalm 37, 4 and 5. And he will give you a desire of your heart. God put his will as your desire of your heart. Okay? Desire is important. Do you think God can speak with you beside your head, but also your heart? Yeah? Sometimes we learn so much doctrine and think maybe God only talk with us to your brain. No. He can talk with us through our heart. Of course, sometimes our heart is evil. We want something that is different from God. But he wants to talk with us to our heart. He wants to fall in love with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. Okay? He wants you to enjoy his will. He don't want to impress his will upon your life and your life feel miserable. He don't want to give you a spouse that you feel miserable. No. Is that God? No. God wants something wonderful and joyful for you. And so when you understand, when you listen to your heart, you start to feel blessed. When God called into ministry, people see that's a sacrifice. I find that's a blessing. It's a blessing. People think sacrifice. But you understand it's a privilege. It's a privilege. How do I know God's will? How do I know what my heart? When I went to evangelistic meeting after that, I feel God, I just want to share the word of God. But I don't want to go back to school. How many people want to do that? Hey, you and two other people don't want to go and study. I want to do this. I don't want to study. But God said, you got to go back to school. I want to retrain you. You've been working on the left side of your brain. I want to work on your right side of the brain. I want to retrain you. Okay? God, I listened to the evangelistic meeting in March. And right there in April, when it's finished, say, God, I wanted to do ministry so much, but I don't know what to do. And someone told me, well, apply to Andrew University, and I'm sure that you get accepted. Really? Okay, I apply April. And because I did not have theology in my bachelor degree, so I have to come early in June. And so I apply April. And I wait for May, no response. Transcript just come in. And so I decided, should I leave now? I mean, if I missed the boat, it could take me another year. And so, but I decided to go to school anyway. So I decided to fly to Michigan. Now, I want to be safe side. Matter of fact, you know, when you be safe, you can be safe side here. Because you don't know exactly if God's will or not. And so I planned to decide to buy a two-way round trip airfare. You know, if I go there, they don't accept me, I go back. And when I give a resignation letter for my company, say, yes, I'm going to leave now, I'm going to ministry. He said, are you crazy? And he said, well, if you decide to come back, just come back. He said, thank you, I might be back. Okay, so I'm going to the school, one hand backpack, other hand is Bible. I'm going to school. I walk to the dean room. I'm going to test God. God, if you want me to stay here at Andrew University, you got to make a way for me. If I see a sign that is not your way, I'm going to go back. Okay? So I walk to dean office. I say, you know, my name is Vin Nguyen. I applied a few months ago, maybe last month. Have I got accepted? I say, really? Let me check. Well, she looked at the paperwork. Yes, she's got accepted, but we haven't sent the letter. And, okay, God. You got me this far. Now, this is going to be a tough one, God. I don't know. You can take care of this. I have no room to live tonight. I have no room. If you find me a room, I know your will. If not, I'm going to take off. And here it is. The secretary of the dean pick up the phone. Someone is a professor from nursing department calling. You know what? I need a young seminarian student who house sitting for my house, take care of my house for the summer, free room and board. Could you look for someone for me? And that secretary turned to me, son, there's a reason for call. Someone need some house sitting for the whole summer, 3 months. Do you want to take it? Free room and board, you want to take it? Take care of the house. I said, God, this is God's will. You see, my friend, every single minute of your seeking God's will, you ask God. And I about to test God, and God showed me this direction. And so all the things I wrote down, any time in my life, and there was a time in my life, okay, that I say, God, this is not for me. I want to walk out of ministry. I look back to that moment. I say, no, you choose me. So I can stick with it. You understand? You got to write down all the God's will for your life. So when you face hardship, trial and tribulation, you look back, you know God's will for your life, so you move forward. Okay, so listen to your heart. God want to speak to your heart, and God want to impress you to do the right thing. Last but not least, number seven, is take a look at the circumstance you're in. Sometimes we don't want to do something that outrageous. For example, if I'm 5 feet tall, and I want to be a basketball player, no way. Yeah, but some NBA may be short and they can dunk, right? But probably no way. And if I born with lack of muscle in my chest, you cannot, and my doctor say, you cannot be a bodybuilder. You just cannot be a bodybuilder. Okay? And so there's some circumstance that you, God cannot put you in there. Okay? But also, every single thing I say right here, especially this one, you have to be cautious. Okay? God choose David to kill Goliath, a short one to kill a big one. That's impossible. I mean, according to logical thinking, that's going to happen. Okay? God used Gideon to lead 300 men to overtake how many? Is it 10,000? 20,000? I forgot. You see, this is impossible. But God will do those kind of things. Okay? So do not rule out all the formula. Okay? God will use some of that, but please, in general, you have to look at a circumstance, okay, that we will follow. And so, take 7 points I just shared with you. Think it through. walk step by step to know God's will for your life. Please, you got to do that. You have to do it because it's so important. It's more important. Try to study for your final and you struggle with it. You got to know God's will or else you waste a lot of time and it's not going to help you. So here I want to end with a story here. David Livingstone. What is God's will for him? He tried to seek out. He wanted to be a physician. He graduated, a very wonderful surgeon. He go to different places. He think about maybe I can be a missionary to this place and that place. When he walked to Africa, he said, God, maybe this is the place. Out of many people's mind, even today, if you physician, you're a wonderful person, you can stay at home in England, you can teach here and there. Why have to go to Africa and spend the rest of your life over there? The whole life over there. You see? Sometimes today, matter of fact, so many people today, they look at their career so much, they forgot about that we need to reach out to the world. God can use him to reach out to the world in Africa. You know, back then, you know, when you travel over Africa, many places cannibal. And he not fear. People think that's sacrifice, but he said, find another privilege. He said this, God, send me anywhere, only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me. And sever any tie in my heart, except the tie that bind my heart to yours. He's so connected with God that he knows God's will for his life. He said, I'd rather be in the heart of Africa in the will of God than the throne of England out of the will of God. And so we can learn from those things that we need to appreciate that. And he said, there is one safe and happy place, and that is the will of God. My friend, even though the whole world different will for our life, but God has his will for us. When you find that direction, know that path, you are so happy that you cannot describe. When I'm in ministry, a lot of struggle, a lot of headache, but you know what? When the end of the day, I'm so happy, God, you're still using me. Please take everything away if you could. But do not take a ministry that you give to me. It's a blessing. People might understand. Maybe only you and God to understand. Because you in the relationship with God. How about you, my friend? Do you find that will, God's will for your life yet? Have you found that happiness yet? Every one of you. And this message is not only for young people, those who are older, who retire, that God still have a will for you. I share with people in the early service, when you retire, that beginning your life. Moses began his wonderful ministry when he retired. So do not think that your life is over. Do not think you settle down now. Do not think that you settle where it is. God has something better. You know, God don't want men and women to do something lukewarm. Do you want to do something lukewarm? You want to be okay, make some money, have a home, enjoy your life? No! God wants some God people here to do great. You and I, 10 years, 20 years down the road, we can hear your name. Amazing! Wow, you convert the whole village in Vietnam? Wow, you can win the whole apartment complex in LA? Amazing! Wow, you design something that wonderful, that able to spread the gospel? Wow, you can cure this disease that everyone look up to 70 after the surgeon? God wants you to do great, my friend. Do not settle. Something mediocre. We need to find God's will because he wants to bestow his power upon you. I still find out, I just realized that that God's not done with me yet. I thought I'm finished. This is a tough job. I finished mission center. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life. But suddenly, he put a new dream in my heart. If I tell you, you probably say, that's impossible. No way. But you know what? I'm dreaming. Because God's still dreaming for you, me. He wants me to do something great. And so you, sitting here, listen to the word of God, and God wanted to bestow his will upon you. And when he does, grab it, take it, run with it, enjoy it. When thing is done, when the sun set, you say, God, thank you. Thank you for using me. Thank you for taking me in, to taking me all this wonderful life. I want this so bad. That's what God wants you, my friend. Life is great, right? Life is great. God wants to do something great through you, in you, to help the whole world. The Lord's coming back soon, my friend. And he used each one of you to do something great. Your name will go down the history, that his name will be glorified. May God bless each one of you as you seek God's will.